It's 47 degrees in Nashville, cloudy skies overhead. We do expect it to be mostly sunny during the day, though, with a high in the low 70s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. The parents of a child killed in a fatal bus crash are suing the driver and the Clarksville-Montgomery County school system. The bus crashed into a Tennessee Department of Transportation dump truck in Carroll County almost 2 weeks ago. 25 students were on board, and two died at the scene. Zoe Davis was one of them. Her parents, John and Jessica Davis, say that both the school district and the bus driver were negligent. According to the complaint, the bus driver was fatigued and not paying attention when she veered into oncoming traffic and struck a truck head-on. They argue the school district is also liable because the bus driver is an employee and she was not properly trained or supervised. They're seeking damages of up to $5 million. Nashville businessman and Tennessee Valley Authority board nominee Lee Beeman is mentioned in a lawsuit full of alleged intrigue over a potential new source of energy. The suit is brought by a man who developed an engineered fuel to be a more efficient alternative to coal. This is the TVA backtracks on shutting down coal-powered electric plants. The plaintiff says he's faced undue pressure in a number of avenues from a company called Zero Global Waste. According to the filings, Beeman is a shareholder in that company and wired $750,000 to it through his own auto sale business, Beeman Motor Company. The Knoxville News Sentinel reports Beeman is not named as a defendant. However, he is singled out for filing records requests that the plaintiff suggests were meant to create a pretext for pressure. Nearly a third of doctors' offices are now using artificial intelligence scribes. These tools listen to a patient and doctor conversations and automatically generate notes. Providers who use this tool say it saves them from having to type on a computer during exams and reduces time creating post-visit summaries. But Blake Farmer of our series Health Q says AI isn't perfect, even in a medical setting.
AI scribes do hallucinate. That's the odd term for when AI adds things that are basically made up. It can also omit important information or miss context clues. Providers are supposed to review and edit the AI-generated summaries before adding them to a patient's record.
Patients can opt out, although one doctor who talked to HealthQ said the vast majority of his patients have accepted the new technology. We'll have more on AI scribes later in the hour as part of our series called HealthQ. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.